Name of one God, Holy Trinity. Amen. One of the things I like most about being a Christian, or maybe more universally, being a person of faith, a defined religious faith, is having a story, a narrative that not only guides my life, but also informs and infuses and makes commentary on my experience of the world today. If it were the narratives of either MSNBC or Fox guiding my life, I'm certain that I would be less hopeful and less productive. But it's not. It's the narrative of Scripture, these stories that were told and then written down so long ago, and these stories that have been interpreted and misinterpreted and reinterpreted for centuries, that are guiding and infusing and making commentary on my life. And I suppose it can be somewhat intimidating to allow a story, especially one that was told and then written down so long ago, to have some power over our personal lives. These stories, of course, are complicated by years, by decades, or even centuries of misinterpretation too. And as the sun sets on the scientific age and the Enlightenment, I know that we might also struggle because these stories aren't necessarily factual. And our culture has become dangerously tied to facts, if there are such things. Nevertheless, I believe that rebinding ourselves to the story of Scripture gives almost an unfair advantage in life. And this morning is just one of those perfect examples of one of those stories that is so far out of our context as is concerned here in Jackson 2018, this story that we have from 1 Samuel. It might as well be from Mars. Yet, if we slow down and we listen to the wisdom put forth in this story, we are enriched, taught, challenged, and supported in our desire to have flourishing lives. Lives that are full of love, which we know is God. So let's break down this Martian story that we have from Samuel. What do we know right from the get-go? Well, we know Samuel is an intern, right? We remember that he is Hannah's boy. She's not able to conceive a child, and so she makes a deal with God that if she is able to conceive a child, she will dedicate that child's life to God. She receives a blessing from Eli and conceives a son. And we read that and we think, if dealing with the pain of infertility were only that simple. But we don't throw the story out either. It's a story. And now we pick up this story as it's pretty well progressed. Samuel is a boy now, and he is indeed given over to God as Hannah promised he would be. He's doing his internship with the Ark of the Covenant under Eli's supervision. Eli's got a couple of kids of his own who could pretty much be categorized as typical preacher's kids. Not like my own. More like the stereotype. So those guys have gone off the rail. God is upset about it. Samuel becomes this sort of surrogate son to Eli, and Samuel is prepped to inherit all the good work that Eli has made his own life's work. And so our portion of the story has this great start. I don't know if you heard it, and there wouldn't be any reason to, really. It seems like it's a throwaway line. It starts out, "Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread." I love that. "The word of the Lord was rare. Visions were not widespread." Have you had times in your life where this is true? The word of the Lord is rare. I certainly have. Those times, those seasons, those eras where we're distant from or disconnected from God. Maybe we're suffering. Maybe we're just distracted and busy. I can tell you when Jas was 5 and Jade was 1 and I was on crutches for 4 months recovering from a badly busted ankle and I moved from one church to start another church, the word of the Lord was rare in my life. And at that time, I was a full-time paid religious professional. It seems like a throwaway line, but it's not. It's just the opening of the story. But when I pull it forward, when we pull it forward into our own lives, it grounds us a bit. Okay, I get it. Even people closely connected to God find themselves distant from time to time. Even those people doing God's work, like Eli, maybe, just maybe, on this pilgrim's path I walk, I am not alone. Good. Good to find that out. And then we get more into this story. It's nighttime, it's bedtime, and Eli has already gone to his bedroom to go to sleep. Samuel is sleeping at the feet of the Ark of the Covenant. Samuel is sleeping under the shadow of the box God instructed Israel to build to carry the stone tablets Moses brings down from the mountain. This ark is the heart of, the epicenter of, the most powerful and visible icon of God's presence with Israel for generations. We should hear this loudly and clearly. He's not sleeping in a barn. Samuel has rolled his thermarest out at the feet of the thing that is the closest thing that Israel has to I am, to God herself. You follow? So God calls out to Samuel, who lies in this place, and Samuel hears the call, but he recognizes the call as Eli's voice. He gets up. He runs to Eli's suite. He knocks on the door. He says, "Here I am." Eli presumably wakes up and says, "Go back to sleep. It was not me. Obedient Samuel does just what he's asked to do. He goes back to sleep under the Ark of the Covenant, the closest thing Israel has to God herself. It happens again. Samuel, up he goes, pitter-pat to Eli's suite. "What can I do for you, boss? Why are you waking me up? I did not call you. Go back to sleep." And then it happens again. Samuel, pitter-pat. What can I do for you, boss? Maybe this is the genesis of the proverb, right? Third time's a charm. But here's one of the great things about this particular story. It's not Samuel. It's not Samuel who discerns the voice of God in his own life. It's Eli. It's certainly someone Samuel loves and trusts. It's certainly someone who knows God, but it isn't Samuel himself, Samuel, who is lying under the shadow of the ark. It is not Samuel who discerns the voice of God in his own life. It's Eli. And I love that. If I pull that forward into my own life, if we pull this forward into our own lives, what do we walk away with? Is it true that I can be a faithful servant of God? Is it true that I can be intent upon putting my life onto the path of love and meaning? Is it true that I can be listening and intentional and that I can be spoken to, that I can be receiving guidance from God and yet not hear it? Or at least not recognize it for what it is. Could that happen to me while I am virtually sitting in God's lap? And here's the deal, people of Jackson. If this is not the lap of God, I don't know what is. Could it be that we would want to be intentional about nurturing intimate relationships with other pilgrims on the path? I suspect from what the story says, I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to do it all on my own. I don't have to blaze my own trail. I suppose from what the story says that I might come to hear the voice of God through another human being, a friend, a boss, a mentor, a loved one, even though I am sitting right in the middle of the crosshairs. And here's the deal, people of Jackson. If this is not the middle of the crosshairs, I don't know what is. Any of you get into that fresh powder this weekend? It's unbelievable. We live in the lap of God. So because a priest in Israel cares for a beloved son born from the trying experience of infertility in pre-late antiquity, I have a sense that I don't have to manage things all on my own. Because a chosen boy sleeps under the shadow of the closest thing Israel has to God herself and fails to hear God, we have a sense that those of us so privileged to live in this valley that is the very lap of God, we still have to work to develop and nurture trust with one another. To build a network, a family, a church, so that when God is speaking to us, so that when love comes to town, we see it for what it is, and we get on board. We've got this thing called life. We've got it. We're doing it. And we have this wild story that guides us. And we have each other. So no spectators. Out of the stands, onto the playing field. Here we sit in the lap of God, and we need each other. Amen.